Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. A man is in a serious condition in hospital with head injuries after a fight outside a popular hotel in Perth's eastern suburbs. Police allege two men got into an altercation outside the Grand Central Hotel in Midland about 9:20pm. The 37-year-old man's head hitting the pavement, a 29-year-old, will appear in Midland Court this morning. Contact tracing remains underway after that second case of monkeypox was confirmed in our state. WA Health says the returned overseas traveller is isolated and being closely monitored. Epidemiologist Catherine Bennett says it's important to keep an eye out for symptoms.
Some people have described having no real headache or fever period, and just in the end there's only one or two lesions, but still can make them infectious. So it's important just to keep an eye on wellness and look out for any signs of a general flu-like illness.
A warning from police this morning about the dangers of pointing a laser at an aircraft following an incident in our northern suburbs overnight. Perth Air Traffic Control alerting police about 9pm after a plane reported a laser at the northern end of Lake Joondalup. The air wing chopper then attended the scene and had the laser pointed at them. Anyone caught pointing lasers at aircraft can face up to 7 years in jail. Overseas, the US Attorney General has asked the search warrant of Donald Trump's Florida home be made public. The FBI swarming on the Mar-a-Lago residence earlier this week on the hunt for documents taken after the former president left the White House last year. It's under pressure to confirm what sparked the raid. In sport, Patrick Cripps will play this weekend for Carlton after a marathon appeal hearing at AFL headquarters. He beat a two-match ban for rough conduct. The biggest crowd of the season expected tomorrow night at Optus Stadium for Derby 55. Over 50,000 fans will farewell David Mundy with Frio red-hot favourites to beat the Eagles. Sam Switkowski returns to the forward line for the Dockers with Matt Tabanar out, while Jackson Nelson has been named for West Coast. Round 22 gets underway tonight with Brisbane taking on St Kilda.